David Turpin is a screenwriter, musician and producer whose latest album, Romances, features collaborations with over 60 singers, musicians and producers. The project took 3 years to put together and its release just happens to coincide with the release of another of his projects, a movie called The Lodgers, where David was the screenwriter and has just recently become available on Netflix. David is with me in studio to talk about both projects this evening, but let's start with something from Romances, the second album. This is a track called Trophies.
I had a dream about love and love. And it was you I was dreaming of, of course. And when I woke up in my room alone, I felt like I didn't know you at all. If you got the trophies, better show them to me now for a fall. Feel safe and warm.
Safe and warm.
That is your heart only playing along.
Is it playing?
That I wake up in my room alone, feeling like I don't know who you are. So I got the trophies better shown to me now for a fall.
Trophies, they're one of the tracks on the new album from David Turpin, featured the voice of Carl Nuttall, also known as Bear Worship, from the album Romances, and the late David Turpin is with me now. I said featured the voice of Carl Nuttall, but you were explaining to me as we were listening there, it featured several voices of Carl Nuttall or Bear Worship there, David.
Yeah, many. I think he sings a five-part harmony with himself.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was nice to work with different people's voices and people who can do things that I can't do, such as those huge harmonies and stuff. So it's very liberating to work with other people's voices for
change. And it's not just other people's voices. Across all the songs on the album here, it's all men's voices. And then the album is called Romances. Very, very yes. Definite choice on your part to have all male voices. Why?
It's a sausage fest. I think as a culture, we tend to insulate men from anything that might be perceived as making them weak or implicitly feminine. We tend to sort of gender the genres. I work in film as well, and I see it all the time. You know, crime film is for boys and a romance is for girls. But, you know, the last time I checked, you could hopefully navigate your entire life without encountering crime, but you can't navigate your life as a woman or a man without dealing with romance in some capacity. And yet we, you know, we protect men from it. And the result of that is that men can't deal with these things, don't have a language to discuss them, aren't able to manage them in reality. So yeah, I thought it might be good for them.
Yeah, and even within that song, when we hear the character, whoever is this, the character singing that song, talking about not wanting to be another head on the wall, not wanting to be a trophy, which in a gendered world would maybe go a different way.
Maybe. I mean, that song, I mean, I'm slightly embarrassed to tell you, it's about murderers. I read a while ago, I read a book by Susanna Moore called In the Cut, and I think her argument in that is that our world, or women, are trained to be so fixated on the idea of romantic love as the determinant of one's worth, in the world of this book, not in reality, that you know, were you to find out that the man you were involved with was a murderer, you might think, well, you know, the heart wants what it wants, you know, that kind of thing. And I guess it made me think of when I was very young and I was growing up, and there were very few, I just knew of very few gay people, and all the ones I seem to know of were Jeffrey Dahmer and Dennis Nilsen and Leopold and Loeb, and they were all murderers. So, that's where.
So you wanted to find a normalised situation where a man could be romantic.
Maybe, or a fixer-upper, you know, could maybe, you know, we all fantasize about being the one who could cure a murderer, you know, maybe. Obviously not in reality. It's a horrible thing to think about, but as a child, you know.
That might be in there. And you're talking to about melting down myths here, the myth of the masculine. What's the big myth around masculinity, do you think?
Well, you know, I think that any system of belief in which men are perceived as thinking in a certain way and women are perceived as thinking in a certain different way is an essentialism. And I think any essentialism is a waste of time. It's dangerous, actually. At the sharp end of them, they can be quite dangerous ways of thinking.
You mentioned the film world as well. And in fact, am I right in thinking that it was actually an inability finding it difficult to be, if you like, a sensitive man in the film world? That was part of what sent you from film to music in the first place. And now you're back in film in some ways.
I mean, I was always interested in film when I was a child. And I suppose I had a perception that I think a lot of people have, which is that film is, you know, the gatekeepers of film are very confident men with megaphones who shout at people. And that is largely true, but it's not entirely true. But I felt, you know, that I would never be able to get past those people. I would never be able to traffic with them. They wouldn't welcome me. Mm. And I suppose because of that, I started to work in music, where you can do a lot of the same things that you do in a film. You can create a narrative, you can create a world, you can create an atmosphere, but you can do it alone. And eventually a series of coincidences took me back to film.
Yeah, so the first film, you were a screenwriter on the first film, which was The Lodgers, a kind of a gothic tale here. Brother and sister trapped in a house with lodgers in the house who are very demanding lodgers. Yes. And perhaps from a different realm. But let's have a listen to a clip, in fact, which features the twins, Rachel and Edward, Charlotte Vega and Bill Milner. And Rachel has been disobeying the rules by not being home by midnight, and Edward is none too happy about that.
We could be reprimanded for what you've done.
Edward, you're hurting me. Edward, please.
You know the laws by which we are governed, sister. If you continue to jeopardize us, so help me, to those laws I will appeal.
Edward, let me go.
You'll make your apology to them.
No.
You will.
Edward, let me go.
Get up.
Edward.
Say it. Say it and make us safe again.
I won't beg for their forgiveness. I've done nothing wrong.
Do it. Say the rules.
I won't.
They're listening. You know they're listening. Girl child.
Girl child, boy child, it's well. Be in bed by midnight's bell. Never let a stranger through your door. Never leave each other all alone.
And there we have Charlotte Vega, playing the part of Rachel, and Bill Milner playing the part of Edward in The Lodgers, the film which David Turpin was the screenwriter for. And David with me in studio talking about that, and also his current album, Romances. That aspect of the film, it's now streaming on Netflix.
That's
quite a nice seal of approval, is it?
Yeah, and very Halloween appropriate for this time of year. So
I was asking you too, how involved were you in the on set with the lodgers, and you told get me an interesting when you started and when you finished story.
Well, I I wrote the script and I worked on the music with Stephen Shannon and Kevin Murphy. So I was the first on and I was the last off. So it was a long... Films take a very long time to make. And,
yeah.
And normally people get to come and leave at different stages during that process. But I was with it the whole time.
But you are in the midst of a second movie at the moment. Oh, no, it's done now. You've done the writing and it's in post-production.
Yeah, the second film that I wrote is a film called The Winter Lake, which just wrapped earlier this year. They shot it in Sligo and it will be out early next year, I think.
All right. I guess, though, in some ways, the film side of things seems to have fit in with the album Romances as well, in that I think you've spoken about casting the songs rather than, you know, getting people to sing, you know, saying, oh, will you come in and do this song for me? So you had the songs written and you went looking for a singer that you thought might suit the song. Was that like a casting process in film?
Yeah, I mean, it is quite. I mean, I would hope the casting process for my record was less brutal than the casting process for films, which, as we know, is extremely, you know, harsh. But everything was written. The only song that I didn't write, well, there's a song by Gar Cox called What the Winter Brings. That's his own composition. And then a song called Couldn't Do Without, which I recorded with Conor O'Brien, which is a cover of an older song, a song from 1971, which is by a singer called Michael Cohen, who's almost completely forgotten now. He made two albums in the early 1970s and he died of AIDS in 1997. And I guess it's interesting for me to think about those people, because those people who died in the 80s and 90s are my cultural ancestors, and we're at a moment where they're passing out of living memory. So
I guess the album really seeing you move more in the direction of producing music than being a singer-songwriter?
You know, I mean, I wrote it all and it's all, I guess, about things that are of interest to me or things that I wanted to talk about. I just don't feel that wanting to think about certain subjects or talk about certain subjects necessitates it all coming out of my mouth. And I don't really know why there is this obsession with, I write it all myself, I sing it all myself, it's all about me. I mean, who's really interested in that?
Right. Well, the album is called Romances, from the late David Turpin. David Turpin, we'll have to come back to why it's the late at another date. We've had that conversation before, though. And The Lodgers, where David was scriptwriter, is now available and streaming on Netflix. That's it for this evening. Brian Moss was the broadcast coordinator. Harry Booklis was on sound. And tonight's programme produced by Kay Sheehy.